Okay, so ready where you are, family. My name is Ethan, and today I'm chatting to Ndu Nyanda. He's from Uber, and we're going to talk a bit about Uber as a company, a bit about Ndu's life, and also about the inclusivity of Uber as a company. Okay, so Ndu, first let's talk a bit about you. Who are you?
Thanks for this opportunity. Love KSA Radio. Awesome. And love this opportunity. So my name is Ndu Nyanda. I'm born in Pietermaritzburg, KZN. Mm-hmm. Went to school in high school, came up here to Joburg and varsity here as well. I'm a qualified town and transport planner, and now I'm the country manager at Uber.
So what does that mean? What does a country manager do?
Jeez, do you have all day? So it's everything from stakeholder engagement to strategies, to troubleshooting, and more importantly, market growth.
Okay.
For the product, yeah.
Yeah, I think Uber has kind of brought, like, it's, I think, one of the most exciting things that's come to our country in the last few years, personally. Like, I know it's changed my life. The whole metered cab system really wasn't working. It was very expensive and a bit sketchy. You know, people had to walk and stuff, and now it's just like, if I'm in, like, if there's an issue, if I'm stuck somewhere, I can just pull up my phone and I'm good.
That, yeah, no, like, very true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, how long have you been working with Uber?
So, I've been with the company for a little under 3 years, mm-hmm. 2.5 years. And before I was the country manager, I was in the organization and the supply side for the sub-region.
Okay.
So I was looking after our supply.
Cool. Okay. So let's talk a bit about Uber as an inclusive company. One thing that, just a minor thing that I noticed, is that like around about the time of Pride, you guys do this cool thing where like the route indicator is like a rainbow. So you, it's just like little touches like that. Just kind of a nod to be like, hey, we're here, we support you guys.
No, we try. I think as a company, we really do try internally and externally to be and to show our inclusivity and our support for various marginalized communities, right? So from that, what you just described, the rainbow route, right?
Yeah.
Was actually started and is a global initiative that goes out to every city that does have it. So when we had it here in Joburg and Pretoria was during the Pride Month. We also had it in Durban and Pietermaritzburg in June last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have it again in Cape Town, I think, this year. What we also are trying to do is trying to also change the color of the cars as well.
Oh.
Like we also did, I think, last year during the 16 days of activism.
Mm-hmm.
Because we also understand in terms of that intersectionality, right?
Yeah.
Where even if you are a gay man or woman, you also are black, you also are a woman, you also are a child.
Yeah, there are
various things that issues that do affect you. And we try to make sure that we signal, I guess, that we are for those people, for everybody's rights.
So this might be a bit of a weird question, but why do you guys care? Like, as a company, technically, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't necessarily make you more money. I mean, it could be argued it does, because you know people will be more drawn to your product. But why as a company do you guys care?
I think it's sort of the reason why you could say we have that kind of success is not only just because of, not just to show that we care just for the sake of it, as you just pointed out, for the money perspective, but internally, right? We care because everybody, including myself, who is employed at Uber, generally does care. And it's also reflected in the employment policies that we have, where we try to be as inclusive and as representative of everybody. Because even if you are creating a platform, that platform in and of itself can be built out of prejudices. But if you ensure the people who are building and operating that platform are as inclusive and as diverse as possible, you of yourself are actually creating an inclusive platform that actually tries to cater for as many people's needs as possible. And I think, just if I may, like a case in point would be our Assist product, right? Which is rolled out in most of our major cities, I think Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban, where it actually allows people with physical disabilities the ability to actually order a product that will, where the drivers have been trained to be able to assist them getting to and from that Uber, in and out of that Uber.
What I enjoyed about that as well is like, because I was on the app at some point and I saw it and I was like, it's either the same price or just like slightly more expensive. Like it was like R5 more expensive or something. Like it's not like, you know, here's a tax because, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. That makes no sense. So it ideally should be priced at the same price as an Uber X.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was.
I think it should be. With the only difference being that the actual drivers, at no extra cost to the rider, is actually is trained to be able to help people who are physically with disabilities get in and out of the vehicle, and also allow their guide dogs in, especially if they're visually impaired.
Keep streaming Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
What I'm enjoying about this conversation is that Uber is like a monolith of a company, right? Like it's a gigantic international like empire of a company that's sprung up. But there's like real people behind it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I want to get at. Like, you know, you're talking about the people in the company caring, and because of that, business decisions get made, you know. So it's cool to see that it's not just this faceless entity. There's real people who actually do care and want their best experience for their riders, best experience for their drivers, you know, these kinds of things. So can you talk a bit about like the workplace culture at Uber? What's it like? Where do you even work? Where is it?
So our offices are in Joburg, mm-hmm. and we also have support centers in every city that we operate in. So, and this is specifically for drivers and riders, if you have an issue, if mm-hmm. they have an issue, can come in and meet real people who will be able to actually help them with their issues in all cities. So that it's Cape Town, Joburg, East London, Port Elizabeth, and Durban. And then we have the guys who help, who do the marketing, who do operations. And they also set up in the various offices across the country. It's actually quite interesting. It's actually one of the coolest, I have to actually say this, like, even though it sounds like I've drank in some Kool-Aid, it's actually really one of the coolest companies. I mean, right now, the only reason why I'm dressed so formally is, I guess, because I'm meeting you guys.
Right.
And I've never been here.
Right.
Otherwise, usually, I'd literally be dressed as
you. Yeah, I'm wearing like a shorts.
I'd literally be dressed like you. And it's that environment where they try to make sure you're as comfortable as you are in your own skin, because that's who you are and that's the best work you'd be able to produce, being your authentic self.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's just amazing about it. It's just those small cultural, especially nuances that a company can just change.
Mm.
Just creates that level of inclusivity and just belonging. So yeah.
Do you even drive anymore?
Ashamedly, yes. Because I think it also goes back to, in as much as you say we are a big company, we're not everywhere. We like to be,
course.
Like nationally, especially in South Africa. And there are areas that you would need to get to. And
that's why I use my cough. Yeah, because I mean, I saw you Ubered in today, and I'm like, you probably just have infinite Uber credit, don't you?
Not really, no.
Really? So you pay for your own Ubers?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fair. You're not dipping into the company.
No. Company unfortunately not.
No, but that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah. So what are the plans for Uber in 2020?
2020, wow. We would love, and it actually is a high priority, to be more involved in the communities that we do operate in. So, for instance, we will be participating this year in Cape Town Pride, hopefully later on in the year as well, more formally with Pretoria Pride as well, and all the other prides as well, if possible. We have, through our ERGs, our employee resource groups, like Women at Uber, Black at Uber, Uber Parents. We try to also do external facing events. So like last year we had a Women in Dialogue event that was hosted. We're going to have our Tech for Safety Summit, our second Tech for Safety Summit again this year. We are also going to participate again with Queer Women in Business this year again. Really proud of being a sponsor last year. We're going to be a sponsor again this year. And in general, just try create a more safer platform for everybody, especially in our community, and be that advocate, I guess, for the community, for all communities. just in terms of inclusivity.
So talking about making it a safer platform, I mean, obviously, it's typically fine, you know, it's typically safe. You do have that emergency button on the app. You can tell I use Uber a lot. you do have the emergency button on the app. Mm-hmm. So, but do you have any, like, I mean, obviously things are still being rolled out in the background, but like, what kind of ideas?
There are a couple more safety features coming out this year, which in the second half of the year will be coupled with a safety campaign we're also going to be running.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say too much about
it. Yeah, obviously.
But they really are, exciting. And what we also want to try to do with that whole campaign as well is also partner with various organizations and various bars and areas, or where recreational areas, to actually promote not only just a more safer environment, but also just a more, like, just more safer behavioral practices that everybody could and should actually apply.
Awesome. So if you want to leave like a final message for our audience.
The one thing everybody should, I think, remember is, I think Uber is for everybody, right? And in as much as people sort of just, to your point, only just think of us as like this giant tech company, right? I think what makes Uber, I think, so special, and I think to me, is the people. Everybody from people behind the scenes to the people everybody actually interacts with, our driver partners, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, I think, are the cornerstone of what makes this company a success, right?
Yeah.
And they're big, and they're our advocates, because they're the people who...
Yeah, they're the people who people interact with
in every day. Yeah, so I'd be a big shout out to them, and I guess to everybody else, please do enjoy the platform.
Yeah,
and we're always open for suggestions from the public.
Yeah,
to actually improving the platform.
And your customer support's like super quick as well. So, you know,
definitely that's why we're there. Yeah, that's why we built it.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, I've had like issue a payment went weird because of my banking, mm-hmm. and then got a call, like, you know, 5 minutes later. It's like
no, definitely. And I mean to the point where even with those support functions, right, we have not only just, which are all in app from the text, but it's also phone support, right?
Yeah,
if
yeah.
something so does happen,
well, you can be called, you can
yeah call, you can call somebody and have somebody actually help you with your issue.
Yeah,
I think that's what also makes us, like, we really try to be customer obsessed, okay, and centric in terms of our approach, okay, so to building the platform.
So if anybody wants to download Uber, just message me and I'll send you my promo code so I can get free rides.
Definitely. And we'd love to have you as an ambassador.
Cool.
Thank you.
KSA Radio, your family. I was chatting to Ndu from Uber.